Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
We have landed, or taken off, one at t'other. How is everybody? You all right? I know I can't hear you, but, you know, I'm just assuming you're all going, yeah, we're fine, thanks.
Yeah, we're great.
Mike, yeah, all good.
Can we discuss that?
Yeah, what?
Mike.
Yeah, my name.
Yeah, I mean, I've never called you Mike.
Yeah, when I was growing up, there was a guy I lived next door, but two called Mick. And I thought, I'm not a Mick.
No.
I used to look at him and think,
no, you're not a Mick.
He's got a completely different vibe and name to me. I'm not a Mick. I was a Mikey growing up.
I like Mikey.
And then occasionally a Mike. And then...
Mike's really odd.
Is it?
To me.
Yeah. I like my full name, Michael.
I quite like Mikey. It's funny because Tilly,
yeah,
my middle child, she calls you Mike or Mikey.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Doesn't she? But she's the only one.
I have no problem with anybody calling me anything virtually. But I like my name. I'm very happy with it. So yeah, Mike, Mikey, Michael, you know, whatever it is.
I have a thing where most of the time I call people by their full name.
Michael Douglas.
No.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't meaning to be like moody then.
My dad was Andrew.
Yeah.
Never Andy.
Never Andy. No.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But you're Andy.
Yeah.
I've only ever known him as Andy.
Yeah, I guess
so. It'd
be
weird if you said he's called Andrew.
Yeah.
But that must be his name.
I always find it funny when people are very picky about the name. So the person who just called me there is called Cheryl, but she likes being called Cheryl. And then your makeup artist, my good friend Cheryl, insists on it being pronounced.
She goes Cheryl like a chair.
Cheryl, yeah.
But it's really confusing because you don't know Cheryl or Cheryl. Like, I mean, it's spelt exactly the same.
How do we know? It's spelt with a ch, not a sh.
Oh, well, I'd always say sure. No, Michael. Our listeners are not going to like that.
They're not going to like that.
No, that was so loud.
Okay. Let me try. What about this?
No. That's so loud.
You can't hear that.
I could.
It's a cup of tea, folks.
Please let us know.
No one should deny that.
If you could hear that.
So, you know what I've been doing? I've been editing wish lists on the Amazon site. And I forgot all about wish lists. They're so good.
Especially this time of year. The kids just tell me.
They tell you?
Everything.
On the wish lists?
Yeah.
Oh, so do you read their wish lists?
But they send it to me.
Oh, they send you the wish list?
Yeah.
No, a lot of people aren't in the habit of doing this. One of my first recommendations. So I can see my dad's wish list. He shared one like 3 years ago or whatever, and he keeps updating it. So I've just clicked on it now, and I think, oh, I know what to get him for Christmas. Because I've got access to the wish list.
Don't say, because I know that sometimes Sue listens.
To this? Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Oh, I thought you might say what you were going to get.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say what I'm going to get him, no.
No,
I haven't got a wish list for Sue, sadly. She hasn't shared one.
She
needs to share one with me.
I think, who do you think's harder to buy things for, men or women? I think men, but is that because I'm a woman?
Yeah, definitely, because women are really hard to buy things for. I think especially when you've known someone for a long time, you've gone through all the things that you would buy them, you know, and then you reach a point where you're really scratching around.
I am sending
stuff.
You things.
That you would like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a
it's
nice thing
be
to
done.
Do. It's a gift for me.
Yes.
If you just tell me what you'd like.
Yes.
And then, it'll spur on other ideas that I could surprise you with as well then.
I mean, generally anything grotesquely kind of outlandishly garish.
Yeah, I'm thinking
that's got Diamante on it.
I was thinking of like a Swarovski crystal Mickey Mouse. Yeah, I mean, that's got you all fruity, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So something I totally get it. I understand. I mean, you're not a gifty person, really. You like trips away and like
I
experiences
like trips
and
away
like
and cuddles.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give you a little cuddle voucher for Christmas.
Can I have one every day?
No, you get a cuddle voucher for Christmas, and I'll decide what the voucher is like. It might be.
Oh my God! You're so.
So,
mean.
Is it? Well, you don't know what the voucher is yet. Could be, you could be like, oh, God, I've got to cuddle him again.
Never. I will never be like, you know I won't ever be like that.
No. So the wish list, folks, is one of my first recommendations. If you're not on the wish list,
explain how it works.
So if you're scrolling through Amazon and you see things that you would like, but you know, you can't afford them, or you would think, well, that would be a nice gift for me if somebody, you can add it to a list. And you can do multiple lists. So you can say Michael's list, and then you can say Michael's Christmas list, Michael's birthday list. Michael's just generally been a good boy list, you know. And you can
how
put
can I find your list?
Well, what I would do is then share those lists with you, so okay. you would have access to
we
them.
We should both and then share think, each other's wish list yeah, with each other.
Then when you go into your Amazon account and look at wish lists, you'll see Michael birthday or Michael Christmas or whatever. And you can click on that and see all the things that I've put in it. And you know what the things
Michael
that I want.
Monday, Michael Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do multiple lists of all the different days where I'd like to receive gifts. But it's very helpful.
So but what you must do also then is talk to Sue, because Sue probably also has the wish list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my dad's wish list.
Yes.
Well, I guess what you can do is you click on the item in the list.
And it goes.
You buy it and it removes it from their list. And then the person knows that it's been bought, but they doesn't know who buy.
Oh.
So it's not like 10 people are going to buy the same thing.
Okay.
So the thing would get removed, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But it's super helpful.
Because I'm the only person that's ever, you know, my kids and me are the only people that have done the wish list.
Okay.
So I haven't gone back and checked if
the thing has gone
or not. Okay. So that's interesting to know. That's very helpful.
I had quite an interesting one that I'd put in, because I made wish lists for my kids.
Mm.
Not that they can see, but just what things I would buy them for Christmas, you know. But I did one for Chester, and it's got the Emirates football stadium in Lego. That I never bought last year for him. He's not going to listen to this.
He's not, no.
None of our kids listen to us, ever. But I thought I might get him that for Christmas.
Oh,
that'd
God,
be quite good, wouldn't it?
Such a good present.
Yeah. Me and Joel went into the Lego shop the other day at Westfields.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. God, they've got some such good stuff in there. I bought you a Disney castle last year in Lego, and you built it.
I loved it.
It's such a therapeutic thing to do,
isn't
it?
It's like a jigsaw. Mm. You know, I've got a jigsaw on the go at the moment. That's another great gift.
Mm.
Even if somebody's never done a jigsaw before, I love jigsaws. But this one is phenomenally difficult because they have different levels where, you know, the easiest level is a normal shaped jigsaw piece. I mean, I'm picking up pieces of jigsaw that don't even look like... It just looks like
a blob.
They
haven't got holes and knobs.
No,
they're just like
no
a square
holes and knobs.
Thing or
it's just a weird shape.
Very good.
But I love it.
Yeah. The other thing to do with jigsaw, which I did for you one year, is to get a picture of something you like and turn it into a jigsaw, a thousand-piece jigsaw. It's a really good gift, that.
Really nice.
I'm constantly thinking of gift ideas for Christmas now.
Aye.
That's what
good.
This podcast
well,
is doing.
Bring them.
I'll bring them.
Bring them.
Aye.
I have got, and we were talking about trips.
Mm-hmm.
A nice present, obviously, is a trip.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been with Chester to Edinburgh to go and see Holly and Harriet for a night. We went for a night, so you can take the train or you can fly to Edinburgh. EasyJet goes, lots of cut price airlines go, very, very cheap to get a flight up there. Also, lots of Airbnbs, places like that, and it's gorgeous Edinburgh, so you'd be hard-pushed to find an ugly Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Weirdly cheap as well, aren't they?
Weirdly cheap.
I've stayed in Edinburgh a few times in lovely Airbnbs, and I've always thought, how is this possible? Like, it's so much better than a hotel.
It's
a quarter of the price or something like that. It's right in the
centre.
And
you're totally independent. You've got your own food. You can cook your own food or make yourself a cup of tea.
I love a city break.
I love a city break. And I don't... I mean, to be honest, one night probably wasn't enough.
Yeah, you need to, because
you need a whole day.
Yeah.
To really go and have a look around. But because we were with Harriet and she goes to university there, she did take us to some really good places. Sort of we went and saw everything we needed to see. But Chester, who is a real foodie, was in charge of booking us food, places to go eat. And he found us a cafe to have brunch at called Greenwoods in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
And it is greenwoods.eu. Now, the reason why it's EU is because Greenwoods is also in Amsterdam.
Oh,
and I said to the waitress, I said, what's the score with Amsterdam? You know, it's not often you see Edinburgh, Amsterdam. It was like a weird combo. You thought, God, how did that happen? So what happened was the company in Amsterdam had been open for quite a long time and they had a waitress there who they absolutely loved, who was from Edinburgh. And she got super homesick and decided she was going to go home. Mm. And they kind of looked on her as a second daughter and they couldn't bear the idea of her leaving them. So they said, open a Greenwoods in Edinburgh. And that's what she did.
Wow.
And it was heaving, but their brunch menu was extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Me, Holly and Harriet and Chester were all saying it's the best brunch we've ever had. Mm-hmm. The food was delicious. They did a salted caramel and peanut chocolate milk, hot chocolate type drink that Chester had, which I had a sip of.
Oh,
it was unbelievably good. Now, sometimes book a table. Mm-hmm. I tried to book a table before we went, 4 or 5 days before we went. Greenwoods was full.
Mm-hmm.
We went on the morning and they found us a table. So if you are desperate to go, it's only a tiny place and you can't get a table, it is worth just doing a walk-in.
If you could take a major celebrity with you as well, it's
very helpful. Yeah, it does help.
Yes.
But it's, I mean, look, just to give you an idea, we're talking, that's the kind of calibre of food.
Mm.
Oh,
wow.
That was our waitress.
That's it?
Yeah, she was so nice. So I just want to say a big, 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 big thank you to Greenwoods in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. You were delicious.
Click on our restaurants.
At the top. Our restaurants here. Amsterdam and Edinburgh.
In the dam. We're going to Amsterdam.
We should go and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
great. And we can tell you about it. Mm. The other place I quickly, while I'm on Edinburgh, wanted to tell you about was a place called Bonnie and Wild. So there's a new kind of shopping mall in Edinburgh. This place is called Bonnie and Wild, and it's like a marketplace. It's like a food hall. So you queue up to get into Bonnie and Wild, but Bonnie and Wild has got lots of food concessions throughout it. So things like there's a pizza place, there was a hamburger place, there was a Chinese sort of stir-fry wok place. There was lots of different stations, and you go and find yourself a table. The queue went really, really quick. So there was quite a big queue. And I thought, huge queue.
Mm-hmm.
It moved super fast. They're just trying to kind of say, how many people do you know, how it works, blah, blah, blah. He had a little bit of an explanation when we walked in. Again, super nice staff everywhere. But the food was really, really good. It looks like that. Really reasonably priced. And we also had one of the best ice creams we've ever eaten in our lives in there. And I can't remember what was the ice cream place called? It was like a gelato. I took a photo of it because it's called Joel-Arto.
Ah, Joel-Arto.
Joel-Arto.
Very good, very good.
Your son's name.
And ice cream, all boiled
into
one. And
ice cream. So this is the one that I had. Oh, did I just say that out loud? So it was Ferdy's favourite, which is honeycomb and salted caramel. But it was extraordinarily good. So Joel-Arto.
I like simple ice cream. I don't like anything fancy.
No, you just like vanilla, don't you? Mackies.
I'm not keen on vanilla. I like dairy ice cream.
Is that not just vanilla?
It's made with milk.
So there's no flavour to it at all?
They put sugar in it or something like that. It's sweet. But milk is, lactose is sugar. Mm. So
I mean, different strokes, right? I don't massively like flavoured ice creams, but I would literally eat anything salted caramel.
Yeah.
I know you don't like it.
I'm not mad keen, but I do like, you know what I do like? I do like salt and sweet. What I like is an apple pie from McDonald's, and I eat it at the same time as eating the chips. Like, I have them both in my mouth at the same time. And that is salt and sweet.
That's the kind of thing that a pregnant woman does.
Yeah. I'm aware of this. Weird.
That's quite weird.
But it's really good. McDonald's apple pie.
Apple pie. No, but with chips.
Ooh.
Apple pie and chips.
Well, what I would do is get like a Big Mac meal and apple pie. But what I tend to find is like halfway through the meal, I have to have a bit of apple pie in the mix, you know. I'm a bit juicy. So, which is not a million miles away from salted caramel, which is like caramel and salt, right? Sweet and salt.
It's the same thing.
And I like sweet and salty popcorn. It's just something about the... I feel like I'm being kind of lied to in some way with salted caramel.
I understand that.
Don't try and be too poncy with me.
Mm.
You know, give me chips and an apple pie.
I mean, I really like it.
I know you do. A Hotel Chocolat do a really nice salted caramel. It looks like a nipple.
I don't really like fancy chocolate.
Okay, well, you were going to get some in your stocking, but maybe not now and then.
I don't want.
You know. Okay.
But thank you.
Now you are going to get some.
Is it for you?
I don't know. I just thought, I've had a change of heart. So, first of all, we went to see Stuart Lee this week.
Yes.
So this is a new show. And there we have got two tickets to give away to a venue near you for Stuart Lee. Oh, sorry, she's pressed dictate on her phone.
So I'm on my phone, I'm listing what we what we have talked about. And suddenly it started dictating.
So Stuart Lee's got a new show out and we've got two tickets to give away in our Christmas giveaway. We went to see it this week just to check it out. And it's brilliant. I mean, what's good about seeing it now? It's only about a month old, this show.
So good.
And he'll tour it for 18 months. So we'll go again at the end because I'd love to see how the whole show's evolved. But he does a fantastic piece about Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Fleabag. And it's very hard to criticise Fleabag. I've loved it top to toe, non-stop, all the way around in every direction. It was a work of art. But he managed to find a chink in the armour, which I hadn't really kind of thought about very much.
I slightly disagreed with the chink, though, brilliant. Because she's not doing stand-up comedy. She's acting. And so in a drama, not that many people spoke directly to camera.
No, but it's not a new thing. It's been done before. And it wasn't a criticism of her particularly. It was a criticism of the audience to say, wow, isn't this amazing? We haven't seen anything like it before.
Yes.
And he was kind of saying, yes, we have. We've seen it thousands of times. You know, it's been around since the 50s. But anyway, it's a brilliant show and there's lots of very, very funny bits in it. And
he's an incredibly smart comedian.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Mm. Yeah, he was brilliant. If you don't win these tickets, please go and get some tickets to go
and see him
somewhere around the country. Because what I loved is we took two people who had never seen him before. And one of his critiques of the audience is that he says, you know, some of you have brought friends with you and you shouldn't, because I don't like new people coming. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And, you know, they go off and slag me off, you know. And, of course, the two people we took, you know, were
well, exactly you briefed that, them, you know? Which was so good.
So, you know, don't worry if you've not seen him before. It's part of the brilliance of him is the fact that he's fresh and new to a lot of people. But superb.
And tickets to see him would be a fantastic gift for someone who would like some quality time with somebody that they love. Mm. In case you have done the love languages test online and it's quality time is their primary love language, I'm basically not sponsored by love languages, by the way.
Mm.
But if you've done this free test online and theirs is quality time, then buy them some tickets to spend quality time with you at Stuart Lee.
Yeah, it's very good.
I've got one next for any art lovers out there. Mm-hmm. I think this is a really nice gift idea. And this was from Auntie Becca and Gabba.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they always come with a bit of culture.
They do, don't they? Yeah, very good.
And we are talking about a national art pass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is a national art pass and why is it interesting? It gives you unbelievable savings on every visit, so you can visit free entry at over 250 places and 50% off all major exhibitions. So you know how you have to pay.
Yeah.
You get into the gallery for free, like the V&A or whatever, but you might have to pay something to go and see the specific exhibition. You can get 50% off that. Plus special offers at museums, shops and cafes.
Mm-hmm.
So you get money off all over the place. You get Art Map and Art Quarterly, which is kind of publications, you know, sometimes for me, being slightly culturally devoid of any sort of information, I don't, you know, I speak to Sarah, my best friend, and I think, how do you know about all of this stuff? Like,
she's got a lot more spare time than you, though.
Yeah,
Sarah,
but like, how
she fills it with stuff.
She fills it with really good stuff
that I
have no idea about. So she always knows the latest plays to go to and the latest things to go and see and consume. And I always feel a bit of a Neanderthal when it comes to culture. But this,
although we did take her to Stuart Lee, we introduced her to something cultural.
And she laughed a lot.
She did. She loved it. Yeah.
Art Quarterly and Art Map is a way of stopping feeling like such a Neanderthal. Art in your inbox. So I love this. Hear the latest from museums across the UK. Learn about fundraising initiatives and receive special offers. And then also you can support museums. So this is the way that your membership gives back, supports museums, helps to museums to thrive again and connecting people with art. So your support means museums can run exciting projects. that reach people in person and online so that everyone can benefit from accessing art. So not only do you get to access art and get all these deals, but you can kind of feel good about yourself while you're doing it. So you can donate, and we're going to just have a look at the view pass options. So you can get an individual pass. It's 12-month individual membership, and it gets you one card, and that is £73. If you're under 30, you can get one for £33.75. And if you get a double one, so for two people, you can get it for £110 or £82.50 if paid by direct debit. I think if you pay by direct debit, it probably comes out annually.
Okay.
So if you don't cancel it, it will come out again. But you get quite a big saving. You know, £20 on the individual and £30 on the double if you pay annually. And if you are somebody that really does devour culture, then this is a really good... You can add kids for a tenner under the age of 16. There's 800 places in the UK where you can use your National Art Pass. So go to artfund.org, artfund.org, and you can look at getting a National Art Pass, and you can gift it to someone. So they make it very easy to gift it.
They're very good, Gabby and Becca, with
They're all this stuff.
They're so good. Yeah. Well, on that subject, so I have decided before Christmas just to go through all of my direct debits, all of my subscriptions.
So clever.
Everything I pay for, which is a whole bunch of stuff I hadn't realised I was paying for. I mean, I've got, I think I've got...
How much money have you saved?
Well, I don't really know yet, but so far, you know, maybe £75 a month I've managed to
kind of claw back.
I had three Disney Plus subscriptions. Three of them.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Bloody hell, is that all about?
Because you get them with certain things you don't realise that you've got a free...
I'd bought one and then I got one somewhere else, or my kids had signed up for one. It was all coming out of my account. So I went, and then I've obviously subscribed to Apple Music. And then I have this family sharing thing where the kids have got access to my music.
Me too,
and
yeah.
And we share apps and stuff like that. I've got to say that's one of the reasons I had so many subscriptions is my kids are subscribing to stuff via family sharing, which I am paying for, but don't have access to. So I was thinking, YouTube Premium, $15.99 a month.
Like, you know what? You can get YouTube family sharing.
Yes.
Where you get five accounts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm on yours.
I think you're on mine.
Yeah. But Sonny's decided to buy his own. I'm like, what is going on here? So anyway, I was climbing through all of that. And then I thought, you know, what do I need from Apple? I've got iCloud, 2 terabytes of iCloud stuff. I've got Apple Music. I've got Apple TV. And I'm paying, I don't know, it was about £24 a month, I think, for all that. And then there's this thing called Apple One now. And Apple One is a bundle of stuff with 5 licenses or whatever you can give out. So they do Apple One Family, and then they do something called Apple One Premium. And I was thinking, okay, so I think it's $32.99 for Apple One Premium. And I was looking at it today, and I thought, what do you get? You know, and it says you get access to games and stuff like that. I don't play games on computers. I haven't got the bloody time. I bloody love to play a game on a computer, but last time I did that was an Atari 2000. Probably played Pong or, you know, Adventure. But one thing they did have on there was something called Apple News. Now, Apple News you get free anyway, and you can access free news channels and some free newspapers on Apple News. So everybody gets that for free anyway. But what I have found is there's a few things I really did want access to. So the Telegraph I quite wanted, because we're going to start advertising. MD London's going to start doing some advertising in the Telegraph. And I thought, ooh, and then I went on the Telegraph and realised unless you pay to subscribe, you can't access Telegraph. Sunday Times and The Times I also quite like, but I usually buy them in paper form. I like classic cars, as you know, and I also like the odd magazine if I'm at an airport and have a mooch around. I think, I'd quite like to read that. And you think, it's $8.99 for a bloody magazine. Anyway, $9.99 a month gives you Apple News Plus, which gives you automatic subscriptions to all the newspapers and loads of magazines.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, me neither, right? So I just think, because you know what it's like, you can read the first paragraph of an article and it says,
and
if you want to continue reading, you must subscribe or pay $3.99 a month or whatever. So I've just done it. So I've paid $32.99, which has given me a discount of about £4 or £5 a month, I think. I get all of
which
Apple Music.
Which is great.
All of the, so all the iTunes library stuff, Apple
and
TV.
And family sharing.
Family sharing on 5 licences.
Wow.
So I can share it with 5 people. All the game stuff, all the fitness stuff as well you can get access to. And I don't know how much is free and how much isn't free, but I'll find out as I go along. But the newspaper stuff I was right pleased about because I do sometimes like
to read. And is
that
part of the 32?
Yeah,
I'm
now subscribed to all the newspapers.
Are you? For 32?
For £32 a month.
God, and so I wonder how many people are doing all the separates.
Yes, well, I used to subscribe to the Times and I used to subscribe, I think, to the Telegraph and then a couple of others. And I thought, oh, now I just get it all. Mm. So the Sunday Times, in bed on a Sunday morning.
God, I can't believe that.
It's really good, isn't it? So
I think this is a very big problem and I think everybody is going to get wise to this. I think we all did that during COVID. Sorry, that's my glasses.
What, subscribe to certain things and not other things?
No, that we all went through our direct debit.
Yeah.
Debit list. So when COVID started, I literally went through my direct debit list with a fine tooth comb and the amount of absolute drivel that I was subscribed to was really frightening. Mm. So I cleaned it up. Mm. But I know for a fact this subscribing to channels and things like that has got a bit out of hand in my life, and I'm going to have to do that as well. I need to do the purge.
Yeah. Well, I bought annual subscriptions, things like
something?
All Four.
A bit scared.
Stuff. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Oh, if you just go into settings on your iOS device, click on your name where it says iCloud and all the rest of it, and then I think it's like manage the subscription.
Oh, great. Okay.
And then it says it says what you've got.
Did it make you laugh when you saw?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I've got all these subscriptions, Jesus Christ. But anyway, so this is new to me. So at the moment, I'm recommending it because I did it and I feel quite excited about it. But I'll find out as the week goes on what I've got access to and what I haven't. Okay. But there's a selection of classic car magazines, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, nice. So you've got loads.
Yeah, and I love tech magazines as well. But there's loads of interiors magazines and L Decoration and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it. And essentially, you get the magazine. So you page by page, you know, the magazine, as far as I can tell. It's not like an edited version of the magazine. You get it. So I was quite pleased about that. It's called Apple One Premium.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So I would like to talk about Xi Xi Pip.
Mm-hmm.
So Xi Xi Pip are a hat company that I am obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spelled G-I-G-I-P-I-P.
Uh-huh.
And they are on Instagram and everything. Now, their hats are expensive. They are not, you know, we went to a fantastic hat shop on Brewer Street and had such a laugh.
Yeah.
And you can get 1,000 hats and they're all £3 or £4 each. So if you want to get warm, your head warm or your neck warm, because they've got lots of balaclavas and things like that, you know, head down to the hat shop on Brewer Street and they are super cheap.
Mm.
However,
yeah,
is it Berwick Street?
It's Berwick Street.
Berwick.
Yeah, yeah.
The hat shop on Berwick Street.
Yeah.
However, if you are looking for a next level chic hat that will last you a lifetime type thing, then I cannot recommend this company enough. Now, they're called Xi Xi Pip. They've got felt hats, straw hats, they've got beanies, but the felt hats are in the hundreds of pounds, like £150, £200 for a hat, which for a lot of people is too much. Now, the reason why I'm saying this now is because they do a Black Friday sale. So it's not just about tech. Xi Xi Pip are doing a Black Friday sale. Now, if you missed that and you're listening to it later, they have promised us that Xi Xi Pip are going to give us a promotional code, voucher. So it's MTC15 and you can get 15% off.
MTC.
Yeah. MTC15.
Great.
So after Black Friday, if you've perused them and the sales are too late. I'm going to post some pictures, I think, on Making the Cut of me in the hat.
Yeah.
Because I have got like four of their hats. Yeah. I love their hats.
You look very good in that.
And I think that hat can make a kind of complete difference to an outfit. You could wear an outfit one night and then the next night wear the same outfit and wear a hat and it'll look completely different. And there is a hat for everyone. You just got to find the right style.
Don't suit hats. It's
Found your right hat yet. And it is worth giving a few kind of different shaped hats a go. They also do this immensely clever bag to carry your hat.
So if you are travelling on
a plane and you want a tote bag to travel on the plane, but you have a straw hat, straw hats are the worst. Because if you put them anywhere, they just get crushed. But they don't get crushed in this tote bag. And on the outside, it's got this way of carrying your straw hat outside.
Like,
and it's so clever.
Yeah.
So go on to gigipip.uk and you can see all of the hats that are available there. But they are, I love that brand. I mean, because they were a bit expensive, I haven't talked about them before. But because I know that they're doing this Black Friday sale, I thought, oh, well, maybe I can mention them now. And they've given us a discount code, which I'm extremely excited about.
The thing I like about the hat thing and the bag thing is it makes the bag look like a really unique design. Because you think it just looks like part of a bag. It doesn't look like a hat.
Yeah.
And then hat appears like a bloody Transformer.
Yes.
I love it. It's so cool.
It's very clever.
Yeah, yeah. I always like seeing you with the hat bag combo, because I think, oh, she's brought the hat. I like it. I know.
I love the hat.
Well, this, do you know the thing about a hat is it's a bit dress up.
Yes.
Which implies that the person wearing it is fun.
I also feel that for me, I feel like when I look at somebody, I feel like if they're wearing a hat, I think, ooh, they're confident.
Yes.
And sometimes I don't feel confident. If I was going to a drinks party and I didn't know anyone, I would wear a hat.
Yeah.
Because it feels like armour. Makes me a bit braver like...
Oh, it definitely works. I think there's a sense of...
It gives me a sense of confidence when I might not have much.
I know what you mean. So important that, though, isn't it? People, I mean, I do that with clothes all the time. If I'm not feeling a bit low or a bit down or whatever, you think, I have to put a bloody banging outfit on if we're going somewhere, otherwise I'm just going to disappear, you know.
It's nice to hear that men do that too.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm half man, you know. but do you know what? You said something once, not to me, but I was eavesdropping. I mean, you've always been very inspirational in many ways in my life, but I remember you said something about people feeling invisible or feeling invisible or something like that. But it was something like, somebody said,
irrelevant.
I can't be... I go into a room and I'm just not heard. And you said, well, make some noise then. And I thought, oh, that's a great metaphor, that, right, for no one's talking to me. And it's like, well, you know, start talking then, you know. And I've carried that around with me for many, many years.
Oh,
that.
Good.
You said that maybe 15 years ago you said that to somebody. And I thought, yeah, it's bloody right, actually, you know.
And I think wearing a hat is making noise.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's metaphorical, isn't it? It's like stand out, make a noise, you know, either with your clothes or...
I've also said that, you know, if you see me out and I'm wearing a red lipstick, give me a cuddle.
Oh, really?
Generally speaking, if I'm feeling quite low, I put on the red lipstick for the same reason. Yeah. I think, right.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm going to mean business.
Right.
I'm going to get, like... I'm going to stop feeling like this. I'm going to pull myself out of it. And you'll also know that I'm wearing some badass underwear.
Okay. You're always wearing that, you know. it's quite, I mean, I guess for women, that it's quite quick that you can do that. You can put a red lip on and then and pop.
Bang.
It's tricky for blokes, I guess.
I feel like, you know, I'm being quite glib about it because you can't get yourself out of a depression or something if you...
No.
If you, but you can make yourself... It makes you feel a bit better.
It definitely helps.
Sure.
And 1% better is still better.
But don't you feel like your clothes can do that?
Yes, I can. I've got a good selection of stuff sometimes that I think, oh, I'm going to have to put something bright on or whatever. But lots of blokes don't necessarily have that, you know. But very good at... I like that little chat there, a little interlude.
Yeah,
it
was
about,
nice.
Yeah,
it was nice.
It, yeah.
Nice.
Well, we're on the subject of clothes.
Ooh.
So,
oh, is this the shop?
Yeah, this is the shop. I'll take you into the shop. So there's a shop in London that was on Carnaby Street for many years called Sherry's London. So it's Sherry's London.com. They were on Carnaby Street in, I think, 1979 they opened. So that second wave of mod stuff, which is the Clash and the Jam and all of that kind of stuff. And then they were on Broadwick Street for quite a long time, and then they've been shoehorned out of Broadwick Street, probably because of the rents and all the rest of it, and they've gone onto Portland Street now on the first floor. But it's a shop that specialises, I guess, in mod kind of clothes, men and women, though.
I didn't know that mod came from, I've just seen it on the website, modernist style.
Well, it doesn't. It actually it comes from modern jazz.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's modernity or modernist style or whatever, but it actually it's born out of, because mods like modern jazz, which generally came from America.
So is that, would that be along the lines of the Star Council?
Well, that'd be more kind of 60s R&B type
stuff. Oh, okay.
Original mods come from the mid-60s.
I didn't realise that they had their kind of toes in soul.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's absolutely born into this. It was American soul, essentially, which was centred around jazz music, and it was called modern jazz. If you were into it, you were called a mod because of that.
But I can understand Paul Weller so much better now.
Oh, what, the music and all
that? Yeah, he's so got a lot of kind of soul and jazz in his music.
The Style Council were a jazz band,
totally.
And the drummer, Stevie White, was from the James Taylor Jazz
Quartet.
So,
do you know, I really love this podcast for this. I mean, we were just having that chat about confidence. Mm. I also love it because I learn so much.
Oh, good. I was obsessed with Paul Weller, and I went back and kind of learned a lot about, I mean, Quadrophenia. It was a movie that came out in the late 70s. You're not missing much, really, but it's based on what happened in the 60s, you know, with the riots that happened on the beach between the mods and the rockers.
Yeah.
But that was actually on Hastings Beach, although Quadrophenia was recorded in Brighton. But anyway, you know, the mods had a very specific style. They were obsessed, really, with the way the clothes fit and all the rest of it. It was all a bit narcissistic, but at the same time, it was all very dandy, you know.
Mm.
But this is a clothes shop that really kind of tries to capture that whole style, and it's old school fashion, really. But I took Joel there the other day. He wasn't feeling down in the dumps, but I think he's looking for his own style, I think, you know. So I took him to Sherry's and we bought some shoes each.
Can I just say, he
looked great.
Fantastic.
And we got him some merino wool jumpers from Uniqlo. I have to say, at the moment, they're brilliant.
I mean, you've talked about these jumpers before.
We have, yeah.
They have revolutionised your life.
That's so good.
Because you can wash them.
Yeah.
They're bulletproof.
Yes, I wash them at 40 degrees on short wash.
On a normal wash, and then just hang them on the line.
Hang them on a coat hanger and let them dry.
Yeah.
And they're just as good as new when they come
off. It's
absolutely brilliant. But since Alex Turner was on Jules Holland wearing a V-neck merino wool jumper, me and Joel have gone V-neck mad.
Love it.
So as you can see from Sherry's, they've got lots of these boating jackets. They've got desert boots. Lots of 60s kind of mod clothes for women.
Do you know, really cool single-breasted jackets. Love the monkey jackets.
Yes. Well, that
I mean, amazing.
Yeah, there's flight jackets, Harrington jackets in there. But they've got a good selection of shoes in there as well. But have a look online and see what you like, if you like that kind of mod style. There's another one called Mod Father Clothing, which is also in Camden Market, and they're very, very similar.
But even if you don't like the mod style, there might be certain items that you know, did you get that jumper?
This is from Uniqlo. I was going to talk about this. Yeah, Uniqlo got Aaron jumpers in at the moment. Oh my God. Are you taking a picture?
I'm going to take a picture.
Okay, yeah.
Look at you.
I always feel a bit like Harry from When Harry Met Sally in this jumper,
because
he wears
nice.
A really cool Aaron jumper.
I was just looking to see if there's anything else I could take pictures of. Your lovely face.
Anyway, have a look at Sherry's, because there might be a little gift in there. They do lovely silk scarves. They did this lovely
The accessories are super duper nice.
Yeah, and they do socks in there for like £5 a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I was at Uniqlo and they're £12.90 for a pair of socks at Uniqlo, which for me is just way too much.
Yeah.
But really nice cotton-rich socks here, especially if you're a loafer-wearing type person where you see the sock. Mm-hmm. But the shirts there, those polka dot shirts. I've got
these
two polka
dot
shirts.
Are so nice.
So nice, aren't they? And they're a mix of like silk and cotton. They're about 59
quid. Fantastic.
Yeah, really cool. And they go right down to extra small. Mods were always very, very slim. I mean, most mods these days are a bit...
You were born to be a mod.
Yeah, I was really, you know. And then I grew my hair, so I've slightly drifted away from that whole mod thing. But the clothes for me...
Paul Weller grew his hair, so it's okay. And so did Alex Turner.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still a mod. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Sherryslondon.com. Go and have a little look if you're interested in all that.
I don't know how much time we've got.
We are doing, we're at 35 minutes. We've got 10 more minutes.
Let's quickly want to talk about Where the Crawdads Sing. Where the Crawdads Sing is a film now, but it is my daughter Holly. I haven't read the book, so I can't. But if you're thinking about a Christmas present for a woman or a man, but particularly Holly was like, she just wept the whole way through, but she said the description in it, she reads, she's extremely voracious with her reading, and she reads like nonstop, and she said that this was hands down the best book she's ever read.
Okay, yes, I think I remember
and
saying, yeah.
She said, look, the film is lovely and everything, but it just doesn't go into the same depth as the book does, and the book is an absolute, like, stay in for 3 days, page-turner, can't stop listening. But I just want to quickly talk about the film that I saw. I watched it on telly, and it has in it Daisy Edgar-Jones.
Well, that's funny, because I've got something to talk about in relation to her as well.
So we can talk about that in a minute. Yeah, great.
Right.
So she plays the girl, Kaya, and Taylor John Smith was amazing. It's Tate Walker. It's got a really, really brilliant cast in it. All the acting is so good. I was quite surprised it got a 7.1 on IMDb. I felt that it deserved more. It was 2 hours, 5 minutes. I didn't notice the 5 minutes. I couldn't wait to find out what happened and how it ended. It was a brilliant, brilliant, searing story. Beautifully shot, absolutely stunning, and totally enjoyable. I loved it. Oh, produced by Reese Witherspoon.
Really? Mm. Yeah, she's a good egg, that one.
She's
I
a good
think.
Egg. Yes. And she... directed by Olivia Newman. And I thought the direction and the way that it dealt with love and intimacy, it was extremely sensitive and beautifully done.
Made you cry?
Oh, buckets.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, buckets. Nice. And at the end, I don't know if I sent, I think I did send you a Marco Polo crying, saying, I've just watched something that made me really, really think of you and me.
Oh, okay.
At the end, it just felt like you and me.
Ah, okay.
And I'm not going to say any more because I don't want to do any spoilers.
Well, I'll watch it. That sounds great.
But it was very moving.
So I went to see a film this week with Joel at the cinema called After Sun that has Paul Mescal in it, who is who plays opposite
Normal People.
Yeah, Daisy Edgar-Jones in Normal People. So I was just having a look here. This gets 7.7 on IMDb.
Oh, wow.
Personally, I would not give it 7.7 myself. I think it's an okay film. The acting's brilliant and the direction is superb. But the story for me just lacks a bit of, what would you call it? Like, it lacks any conclusion of any description.
Would
whatsoever.
I enjoy
I'd get
it?
A bit disappointed. No, I don't think so personally. No, I would say if you like subtle movies, then this is definitely that. Go and see it. No, but I would say wait till it comes on telly or something like that. I wouldn't spend a massive amount of money going to see it. I did enjoy it. It was nice for me and Joel to do something together, and he really wanted to see it.
What was his take? Same as you.
He enjoyed it a lot more than me. He wants to see it again.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Maybe he can take me this time.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Just to give you a bit about that, it's called After Sun, and it's a girl called Sophie, and she reflects on the shared joy and private melancholy of a holiday she took with her father 20 years earlier. You don't see much of Sophie as an older person, the glimpses of it, so you don't really get the feeling she's revisiting this holiday. You feel like you're on this holiday. It's set in the 90s. It's very clearly the 90s because of all the music that's in it and all the various references that are in it as well. She took with her father 20 years early. Memories, real and imagined, fill the gaps between as she tries to reconcile the father she knew with the man she didn't. Her dad's very happy with her, but he's very unhappy
in his life,
you know. But it's difficult to get hold of why or anything like that around it. And I'm sure there's reasons for that, but it left the film kind of half empty for me. But Joel absolutely loved it, and there were some absolutely stunning bits in it. But yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
We're going to talk about Hex Cloud.
Because I am obsessed.
Yeah.
And they did send us a range of it.
Yeah.
But I am not saying we get sent stuff a lot that we don't talk about because
because you think
it didn't make the cut.
Yeah,
but wow. this
This really made the cut times
50.
So it's called Hexclad, and it's a range of hybrid cookware. Hybrid meaning that it's a part non-stick and then part traditional kind of cast iron cooking, I think. And you have to season the pans, first of all. So I think we've got three little frying pans, a big one, medium, and a little one, sorry, and some pots, a wok, and a really big pot as well for doing big stews and stuff like that. They've got this weird hexagon technology on there, which makes it non-stick. I'm going to read some of the blurb out to people just in case they're interested. These would be amazing gifts for someone. Mm. A brilliant wedding present.
I mean, amazing wedding present.
They've got a lifelong guarantee or something.
Let me have a look.
It's a massive guarantee anyway, I think, that comes with them. Gordon Ramsay's using them quite a lot on Instagram, and I believe he's an investor in the business.
But I can completely understand why.
Oh,
the non-stick's amazing.
Yeah.
The heat control's really easy. Mm. For me, the cleaning.
Yeah.
The cleaning.
Nice to clean, aren't they? Yeah.
Is so good.
It says the revolutionary new design of Hexclad hybrid cookware brings together both form and function. Enjoy many of the benefits of traditional non-stick pans, like cooking with only a small amount of oil. But you don't have to worry about just using plastic utensils. You can use metal spatulas and whisks and even electric whiskers.
It has revolutionised. This is the future of cooking. It is very expensive. Yeah.
Yes, how much is it for a full set? Is it
I've got to say, for a 13-piece set of the hybrid cookware, now that is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
13 pieces.
That's a lot, yeah.
Normally it would be £1,000, £1,050
okay.
for 7 pieces. But now you have got a deal for Black Friday, £629.
For the set, so less than £100 a pop.
That's £400 less.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, I enjoy cooking. I enjoy cooking more than I do eating, to be honest. But cooking with proper equipment and proper utensils and stuff like that and sharp knives and everything, it is such a joyful experience that I have loved cooking. I've made 2 bacon butties the last 2 days with them. I've done scrambled eggs with them. I'm about to cook a risotto for me and Leon in it now. They are next level stuff. So wedding present or a gift for somebody moving house or, you know,
I mean, even if you just started, I would say the most useful thing would be a frying pan, because a frying pan is the thing that you are going to get stuck into. Everybody has got a non-stick frying pan. My non-stick frying pans just do not last. Somebody gets a metal something and scratches it. And then once it's scratched, it just starts peeling away bit by bit. These are induction friendly.
Oh, yeah.
They are everything friendly. They are bulletproof. I feel like these are a lifetime saucepan. I mean, you can whisk on it and it will not lose its non-stick. Yeah. If you are going to invest in something like for your kid to go off to university or something like that, this is a bulletproof piece of technology. And I often think about non-stick stuff. It's going to end up in you somewhere. I don't want that.
Film about the T-fowl non-stick stuff that it poisoned the world, essentially.
No.
That there is carbon in you now, in everybody, in the world, as a result of them producing non-stick.
Where did you see that?
It's in a movie with Mark Ruffalo. I can't remember what it's called. Like something to do with the water, because they contaminated the water and went all over the world.
Oh, I didn't know it was them.
Yeah, I think it's T-Fowl. I think it was the non-stick or something like that.
Better watch out with
I can't remember what the name of the film. Dark Waters, I think it's called, with Mark Ruffalo.
I didn't realise it was that.
There's a bit at the end that comes up on the screen that basically said everybody on the planet has now got this chemical compound in them as a result of what they've done.
Wow.
I know, it's bloody amazing, isn't it? So it's not got any of that on it. But they're really, really good. And I just want to say a huge thanks to Chris.
Chris Baber.
Chris Baber got in touch with them and said, would you be interested? And I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely interested.
And we would not recommend them. We're not being paid by them.
Yes.
We just would not recommend them if we didn't think they were very good. No, we just
send them back.
Yeah.
But they are next level.
Next level. An absolute joy.
There's loads of stuff I want to talk about, but we're running out of time. Let's just have a quick look down the list if there's anything that I've missed. I just want to say Bad Sisters.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had to post something the other day.
You're on episode 9, I think, right?
It's so freaking good.
I'm in episode 7 and we're about to travel to London, so I'm going to watch an episode.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to watch the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did see a little post pop up from the Yummy Yank on Instagram this week with those brownie snaps. I don't know if you remember those, but our competition winners brought
them. Yes.
And it just popped up and I thought, oh, I must remember to give them a mention because they were so bloody nice, these little thin... They were crisp, like a biscuit, basically. But the Yummy Yank, well done. And if you're looking for a little snack, like to, if you're filling a hamper for somebody's Christmas, go and have a look at the Yummy Yanks. There'll be loads of really nice things you could stick on top of
it. I quickly want to talk about the All on the Board book because feel like this is a good gift as well for someone. And filling, I think somebody might want to get this the next week or so. All on the Board, which you guys must know. They're the two guys, Ian and Jeremy, who write those wonderful messages on the board. What they have done for people's mental health and how they've lifted people up, really comparable to Charlie McAsee or someone like that, who really, really helped support us through COVID. And they've done a beautiful book of just inspirational quotes and things to do.
And all the things they put on the board.
How to survive and all the mantras to say for yourself. It is a brilliant, brilliant book and an absolutely, it's called Your Daily All on the Board Companion. It's like a sort of daily meditation type thing.
Daily stoic thing.
You know, declining invitations. dear loved one in heaven, a letter to your dear loved one. Cruel and negative comments, like it's a be kind post. I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Coming out whenever you're ready. I love this book. I love these guys. Lovely present for anybody. There's something for everyone in here.
Listen to them on a podcast. They're on Fern Cotton's podcast.
I bet they are, yeah.
Maybe they are. Fern Cotton's...
Tim Minchin's on.
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth there. I was just going to say, I was skimming through Instagram and Fern's popped up with Tim Minchin on it. So if you're a fan of Tim Minchin like I am, that would probably be a good interview and well worth a listen. So well done, Fern Cotton, for getting him on. Let's have a little look at some bits and pieces we've got in here. Yesterday, Samantha Wright said, "Hey, lovelies, not sure if you've been recommended before, but Insight Timer is a free app and it's thousands of guided meditations and courses for free. You can choose how long they start at 5 minutes and for what I usually do, a sleep one just before I go to bed.
You should try that.
I'm also doing a 14-day breathwork challenge and I could highly recommend. Also,
it's free?
It's free, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also highly recommend Mammals on Amazon Prime, half-hour episodes with James Corden. Tom Jones makes a cameo. I've seen
so
this
funny.
Advertised
I have
a lot.
Too.
It looks good. I like James Corden as an actor. I loved Gavin and Stacey.
Yes,
and there's
he was
a couple
good
of other
that.
Movies and things I've seen him in. I've always thought he was actually better as an actor than he was a presenter. Not that I think he's a bad presenter. I think he's very good.
What's it called again?
It's called Insight Timer.
Gonna get it now.
On the subject of James Corden, we had Ruth Corden in my studio this week, who is James Corden's sister, to make some content with. She has a podcast called Finding the Funny.
Oh, she's funny.
She had, she's very funny, isn't she?
I mean, she just gets me going just her laugh.
Yeah, she's got a very
good cheeky
laugh.
Woods was on there.
Yes, and Rossy D. Woods was on there. So that's a good podcast to go and listen to, that Finding the Funny. Thank you, Samantha Wright. That's absolutely brilliant. We have Suzanne Kendrick here, or Susanna Kendrick, sorry. Hey, Davina and Michael. And Olivia, long-time listener.
I love that, long-time listener. Yeah, well done.
I love the fact
Susanna.
She threw Olivia in there as well. Repeat messenger checking in for an update. In the summer, you took up my recommendation of funky trunks.
Oh, yes.
Better than Speedos for
Michael. For
Speedos.
Michael,
did
yes.
Did you get them? No, I didn't get any.
No.
But Christmas.
Christmas
funky
is
trunks. Did you get them? How were they? I was wondering, as they're so tiny, they make a fab... She's got predictive text on here because she says, how were the... And then it says, I was wondering, as they are so tiny, they make a fab sticking filler. Just saying. With love and budgie smugglers, Susanna. She's gone back and corrected it. She's done the asterisks
Susanna,
and done stocking filler.
I love that. Thank
well
you,
done,
Prince
Susanna.
Susanna.
Thanks.
Thank
so
you.
Noted. Write that down. Funky trunks. I want some.
Is it on your Amazon wish list?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Louise Rowntree has celebrated my bar. Is that the new bar that I've done?
Yeah.
No, it's the old one. So I've changed the mirrored background now from hexagons to stripes.
You've got to post. You've got to post a new picture.
I'm going to post a new picture of the new bar.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put some wallpaper behind the other shelves as well.
Yeah. Well, maybe wait. Maybe wait until you've done that.
Yes, I will. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to wait.
Do the whole thing.
Louise Roundtree's recommendation is The Bottom Line on Radio 4, Monday the 14th, 11:30 a.m. This was the founder of IMDb telling the story of how it started and when he was a teenager. It's fascinating. Louise Roundtree, that is
That's a perfect, really good recommendation.
I might not watch Bad Sisters. I might listen to that on the journey to London. After all, Louise Roundtree, wow, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. And Rebecca Knight, let's have a little, what is this? Yesterday, she says, nice to have you guys back after 2 weeks. I've got an Instagram page I think you'd like. He's called George Crossland. He's a sad singer, songwriter, with really funny content explaining things to his baby singing tunes. He's a sad singer. I mean, I assume that means it's quite funny, but he does it in a sad way. It's hard to explain exactly what he does, but every post makes me
laugh. Can we watch it?
Smile. Yeah, let's have a little look. So this is him here. Dancer Nap.
This is what is most famously referred to as a danger nap. This is when the subject is sleeping outside of designated nap hours. And what we do with this information is still unknown. This is what is most famously referred to as a danger
nap.
That is so true. Yeah. A danger nap.
George Crossland, let's have a look. He's got 42,000 followers. That's pretty good. Let's see.
Thank you, everyone, for coming on such short notice.
Yeah.
As I understand it, we've run out of music. Is that correct? Well, does anyone have any suggestions to bring to the meeting?
I had one idea. I thought maybe like jazz and emo.
I was thinking we could take swing music and make it electro.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for coming on such short notice.
Very good. George Crossland there. He's called George Crossland and then underscore, by the looks of things, a digital creator. But great. I love seeing dads and kids as well.
Oh, it makes my heart sing. Nice, it's so good.
Rebecca Knight, thank you for that. And let's do one last one for good luck. This is Rihanna Virtual Lass Assistant.
Rianne.
Okay, Rianne. Rianne Virtual Assistant. Hi, both. Love your podcast. You must watch Slumberland on Netflix. It's a great movie. One of those you could watch over and over. Escapism after a busy week.
Mm.
Thank you. Slumberland. I feel like I've seen a trailer or something for Slumberland and thought it looked brilliant. Rianne, Virtual Assistant. Thank you very
much for that recommendation.
Okay, what are you doing this week? What's going on this week? You're doing, what's the big charity thing you're doing this week? Who Cares Wins?
I am doing the Sun's Who Cares Wins Awards.
And that
which
goes out
is
on Channel 4, I think.
On Sunday night, after this podcast goes out. So well done and thank you very much for reminding me to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes out on Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's at 6:30 on Sunday. But it is a really, really nice award ceremony because it is celebrating all those heroes that help keep us safe and well.
Yeah.
And
is there a musical guest or anything that you can
there is.
You can tease?
It is your doppelganger. Not Mark Wahlberg, because he doesn't sing.
Mark Owen.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
He looks like my dad. Yeah, did you hear that, Mark Owen? I don't like brothers, you like me dad. Yeah, very good. Well, I'd like to see him perform, actually.
Yes.
It's quite interesting, because I've only ever seen him perform in Take That. So that'll be good.
Mm.
He looks quite funky with his long hair and beard and all that. Okay, so that'll be good. And then there's loads of... Is Prince William going to be there?
No.
Is he not?
No.
God damn it.
God damn it.
But Rishi Sunak.
Yes, Rishi's there.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Because whether you like Rishi Sunak or not... When you're
he is the leader.
Yeah, but when you're in the building with the Prime Minister.
Keir Starmer's there.
Is Keir Starmer there as well? Or maybe
like, they're all there.
I remember Boris Johnson was there last time we were there. And it is quite weird when you see somebody that you only ever see on the TV and all the rest of it.
Mm.
And it's different seeing a celebrity when you see a world leader.
Mm.
It was quite... It's quite funny, I always think. Mm. It's always quite fascinating. So that looks good.
And you know what is important?
Mm-hmm.
Is that... All parties come together to celebrate the NHS.
Yes, well.
You know, it's like, forget politics. Yeah. This is important. Forget politics for an evening.
Yeah.
This is really Important.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I hope everybody's all right. You're all fit and well and feeling good and enjoying the creeping towards the festive season. It's always nice.
Inching.
Yeah. I love twinkly lights and all that stuff, so there's lots of them about. Have a lovely weekend, everybody.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.